Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Vav. Just scheduling note, I don't think there will be a daf up on Sunday. I just don't see any time in terms of preparation for the Shalom Zach, preparing for other mitzvahs, hopefully. Bezrat Hashem, but so Sunday, I don't think there will be a daf in the morning. But then hopefully we'll get back, Bezrat Hashem, on Monday. Maybe if there's a chance, we'll get it up, but I'm assuming not. Okay, Pei Hei Amabei, says the Mishnah. Okay, we'll get back to at the end of what I was going to add on, but it's really quoting from the following Mishnah, so we'll do the Mishnah first. Ve'eluim alu yerdu. The following items, even if they went up on the Mizbeach, which is what this parak is all about, yerdu, they come down off the Mizbeach. Even the din, as we said from the Devir HaKodesh, even though the halacha of him alu yerdu does not give it a status, but it just gives it a din haktara. As we know from the halacha, that if it goes up, if it goes down, it doesn't go back up. So you see, it doesn't change the status of the item. But still, that din haktara does not apply to items that are totally mufka from being huktar, from being burned. So ve'elam al yerdu, besar kachay kachim, the meat of kachay kachim, upsar kachim kalim. So the meat is never burned of kachay kalim, except for a karban olah. But any of the other karbanas, the meat is always eaten, either by the kohanim, by the kachay kachim, or by also the bailam, kachay kalim. So therefore, that's not those items aren't shayach to haktara, and therefore, even if they go up on the mizbeach, they come down. Umosar haomer, or the mosar of the karban haomer, brought on the second day of Pesach, which changes chadash into yashan, up until the second day of Pesach, when it's not allowed to partake of any of the new grains that have taken root since last year Pesach. So so we bring the carbon to Omer, so a little bit is huktar, and then the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So, Mosar Omer, the leftovers of the carbon to Omer also is not shayach to be huktar. V'shteh alechem, or the shteh alechem brought on Shavuos, that matirs bringing from the new grains carbonos mincha in the base of Migdash. The Omer and the Shteh Alechem are a team. If you remember, Omer matirs chadash for a private person, and the Shteh Alechem matirs chadash for the Beis HaMikdash. They both, the first one out of barley, and the second one out of wheat. So that's the Omer and the Shteh Alechem. So both of those are eaten. The Lechem Aponim, or the Lechem Aponim, this week's Parsha, where we have the Lechem Aponim described on the Shulchan, that also is not burned ever. It's just eaten by the Kohanim. It's switched every Shabbos. You know, the Mishnah Menachos describes how the Lechem Aponim is switched. Either it's taken off at some time on Shabbos, and then when the other ones are ready, it's put back in. Or one of the Tanaim says, no, it's a din of Tumid, always. You can't have a second without Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. And therefore, a number of Kohanim go in with the new Lechem Aponims. Another of the other Kohanim go in empty-handed. And as the Kohanim from the previous Mishmar take out the Lechem upon him from the Shulchan, the other ones put it in from the other side. So there's never a moment without Lechem upon him. But Lechem upon him is eaten by the Kohanim. Right? You split it up in different ways between the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotzei. The families of the Kohanim that are coming in, and the families that are leaving, that were there the previous week. So that is also not shayach to burn it. It's to be eaten, and therefore even if it goes up on the Mizbeach, yerdu. Vishiyari Menachos, or leftover Menachos, that are usually eaten by the Kohanim, Mikarba Mincha that is brought by Yisrael, which the Kohen eats the rest of it, Ve'haktores, and also the Ktores, which is not burned on the Mizbeach Achitzon. Right, it's shayach to be huktar on the Mizbeach Hazah, but a Mizbeach Achitzon is not, and therefore, if it goes up onto the Mizbeach Achitzon, it comes down. So that last one is a Chiddush, that you might have said, what do you mean? Ktores is shayach to be huktar, but not here. It's a different type of haktara on the Mizbeach Hazav, and therefore, it is excluded. Next, second half of the Mishnah. Atzemer shebarashi kvasim, the wool that is on the head of the sheep. V'sear shebizakin tiyashim, or the hair that is on the beard of the tayash, also a type of animal. Those items are still there. Why are they still there? Because the halacha is by a karban olah, or in other animals, even if it's skinned, the head is not skinned. And therefore, it's possible the head is still going to have wool, hair on it, or tzemer, or wool on it. So, are those part of the animal? V'ha'atzamos, v'ha'gidim, or bones, or sinews, v'akarnayim, or the horns, v'atzalafim, or the hoofs, all of these parts of the animal, which are usually not, huktar, but sometimes they are. So, bizman shehem mechubarim, at a time when they are mechubar, when they're still connected to the rest of the animal, so then yalu, so then you bring them up, they go up with the rest of the animal, and they are hooktar. Shneamar v'hiktir hakohen es hakol. It says hakol. Hakol includes even these items. Pirshu, but the second that they come detached from the animal, so then lo yalu. So then it doesn't go up on the mizbeach. Shneamar v'yasisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. So you have an inclusion pasuk and an exclusion pasuk. So that is why we assume that it is included when it is attached, but it is not included, it is excluded when it is detached. Okay, so let's do a little bit more in the Gemara, because the Braisa quotes the same source as the Mishnah, and then we'll get back to what we were talking about yesterday. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Braisa. So we could count this as tomorrow's daf. Tanur Rabbanan, today's daf. V'hikdar, kohen etz hakol mizbecha. The pasuk says, as the Mishnah quoted, the kohen gives it all on the mizbeach. L'rabos ha'atzamos, v'hagida, v'hakarnayim, v'atzlafim, to include all these inedible items that are not usually brought on the mizbeach by themselves. So yachal afilo pirshu, you might think that they're hoktar even in a case where it's separated, it's not attached to the rest of the animal anymore. Tamalomar, v'yasisa olosecha, habasar. You should make your olos the meat and the blood. So only the meat and the blood get to the mizbeach. So is it hakol? Is it everything? Or is it just habasar v'adam? So that's why you have the distinction. It's included if it's mechubar. It is excluded once it is pirshu. E basar v'adam. So if you only had the pasuk of basar and dam, yachol, I might have thought, yachlots gidim v'atzamos, that you have to remove the gidim and the atzamos. If you only have the halach basar v'dam, you might think it's ma'akev, that you're not allowed to. V'yala basar l'gabe mizbeach, and you only send the basar up in the mizbeach. Rashi says on top, mitzvah mutelas alav. You might think it's a din of chalitza. It's a mitzvah of chalitza that you have to remove. Right? Chalitza means to remove. So we're used to chalitza, the mitzvah of chalitza, removing the shoe. But there's chalitza in other contexts as well. There's a chalitza, for example, by a bayis hamenuga. You have to remove the part of the bias of the bricks that are contaminated by the tsaraspat and toch, using the lashon of v'chalatz there, also in the Torah. And here too, you might have thought that you have to remove them, because it only says dam and basar, so dam alomar, victor kohen is akol. So it says, no, it says akol, it says included. So what is it? So what haketzah, as the Mishnah says, mechubarin yalu, mechubarin, then it goes up, pirshu, afilu, hey, b'roshem is be'ach, yeridu. But if it's separate, if you have a horn, if you have a hoof, that's separated from the animal, even Brosh Mizbeach, it comes down. It comes down. Period. Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Let's go back to what we were talking about. So we mentioned yesterday from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, one of the most fascinating sources that we have for many of the midrashic sources and stories are from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So there, quotes in Perek Lamed Aleph, that by the Akedah, the isle of the Akedah, every part of the animal was used for something else in history. So the 10 sinews were used to make the harp for David HaMelech. And the horns, one was used for Matan Torah, one was used for the Gula HaAsita. Right? Every part of the animal was used. So ask the Achronim, so yesterday, it's not even in the Achronim, it's the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban himself asked the Kasha, where's the Ramban? The Ramban is not in Vayera. The Ramban is in Yisro. Bimsho Chayovel Hema Yalu Vahar. The Pasuk says, when Hashem blew the shofar on Matan Torah, so then that's when Bnei Yisrael knew that the Kedusha had left, and therefore Bnei Yisrael can now go on the mountain. Right? The Harsinai lost his Kedusha. That's heard recently from, I forgot where I heard it, that Pshat, you know, why is it amazingly that Har Sinai, if we knew where Har Sinai was today, we could go on Har Sinai and do whatever we want on Har Sinai. Sleep on Har Sinai, build our house on Har Sinai. Har Sinai has no Kedusha anymore. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence came down and gave us the Torah there, unbelievable. But still, Har Sinai has no Kedusha. Mashiach, by the base of Migdash, we know that Har Moriah has Kedusha forever. And therefore, even though we don't have a base of Migdash anymore, Rahman al-Islan, we can't go on there as we please. So why is that? Hashkafically. Okay, we know halachically, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said only temporarily. But maybe the message is that by Har Sinai, we did nothing. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that does not create Kedusha, everlasting. If it's all one-sided, if it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down, it's Sarusa de la Ela, so then that does not create everlasting Kedusha. What's everlasting Kedusha? Well, we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu halfway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, but we also go up. Moshe goes, right, we build the Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech buys the land. And Shlomo HaMelech spends time and effort to build the Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives help to a person, but a person has to do it himself also. That's the difference between Har Sinai and Beis HaMikdash. So on that pasuk, the Ramban says, Bimshoch HaYovel, who shofar shall ayel? Which shofar, Bimshoch HaYovel, Yofar is a shofar, the shofar of an ayel. V'shofar Elo shall Yitzchak haya. And it was the ayel of Yitzchak. Right, that's Lush and Rashi. Rashi quotes that. So Rabban says, V'lovi nosi zeh. I don't understand how Rashi could say, based on Pirkei Blazer, that this shofar is the shofar of Ailo Shei Yitzchak. Ki Ailo Shei Yitzchak Ola Hikriv Oso. Because when Avram Avinu took that carbon, he brought it as an Ola. And it doesn't say that he separated or any parts of the animal came off. V'akernayim v'atzlafim ha'kol nisraf ba'olos. Everything is burnt, as our Gemara says. He quotes our Gemara, Peyem Abeis, the Mishnah says, when it's Mechubar, it's burned with the Ola. So the question is, why? How is it that these horns were used for anything else in history? So there are six answers that I found that are possible. So number one, the Ramban himself says, Ulai Gaval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afar Karno V'Hechziro L'Masha Haya. Whoa. It was burned. It was totally became ashes. But maybe Hashem reconstituted it and made it back into a horn, and that was used later on. So it was burned, but Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. Right? It was Panim Chadashos, and therefore Hashem remade it, reconstituted it, and that's what he used for. After all, Hashem blew the shofar. So we're not talking about a normal shofar here. So maybe he took the ashes and made it into a shofar. And then he quotes another idea, Api Kabbalah, which we are not going to do right now. But that is the Rabban. The Rabban himself asked the Kasha. The Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh continues. I once heard Rabbi Isaac Bernstein once said that the Arachayim and the Achronim was like the Ramban of the Rishonim. That was his comparison. Always ask the questions, Pshutel Shel Mikra, giving the answers that open up vistas of understanding. So, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the same Kasha. This is an Aleph test, Perak Aleph Pasuk test in Vayikra. He says, Vakasha. As it says in Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. So he gives three answers. Number one, Ve'ulai Sheker Vakol. Maybe he did, but Paka Me'ala Mizbeach. But as he was burning it, the horns, as it was getting hot and burning, it fell off the Mizbeach. And we're going to learn on today's daf that the Mishnah is going to say, Ve'kulin Shepaku Lo Yachzir. So maybe it fell off. It was being burned, but then it fell off. Not everything was like a nice, neat package on the little Mizbeach that Avram built. What?
The
Gidim. The Gidim. What about the Gidim? Right, did the Gidim fall off? The horn fell off. They're all bothered by the horn. That's what's bothering them. The horn was like maybe Gidim, even if they're burned a little bit, they could be used. But the horn, right, that's a good question. The Gidim probably didn't fall off. Number two, O Efshar, Shen Nitlash Me'alav Kodem Zrika. Another point we're going to have on today's daf. Maybe it's separated before Zrika Saddam. Right, below Nisrabu Akarnayim Lakrava Elaboda Mukhubarim Aval Nitlishu Afilu Allah Rashmazh Yerdu. Maybe also it's separated before Zrika, right? He was separated, he cut up the animals, so maybe the Gidim would take a nap. Number two. O Efshar Shadayin Lo Nitna HaTorah. Or third answer, which we're gonna have a whole shear on, the Torah wasn't given yet, and even though it says in Mesechas Yuma that I'm Ravinu Kiyam Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erive Tafshilin, even Erev Tafshilin, Kfar Kasafti, but Parshios Avos, I already wrote in the Parshios about the Avos, interesting how he calls them, Parshios Avos, that's Lech Lecha Vayera, Shezeh Hayol Ratzon, Kol She'in Hechrech Bedavar Le'eza Sibaschus. So the Avos kept the Torah, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. And we've quoted this in the past from Rabbi Chaim Yivalazhin in Nefesh HaChaim. The Avos kept the Torah as long as they saw Baruch Kadsham that there's no counter pressure. There's no reason for me not to do this mitzvah. Right? There's no reason. And this, therefore they kept the Torah. But if they saw Baruch Kadsham that for the goodness, for the betterment of the world, for the betterment of the Jewish people, I should not do this mitzvah, so then they didn't do it. And that's how the Nefesh HaChaim explains Yaakov marrying two sisters. How did he do that? He kept calling to Arkula, right? It says, Tayeg Mitzvah Shamarti. That's a tough one, right? And love and God, Mitzvah Shamarti. Well, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. What do you mean, Tayeg Mitzvah Shamarti? So, really, he had the attitude of being Mekayim Tayeg Mitzvahs, but when he saw Baruch Kadsho, that there was a certain mitzvah that was not for him to fulfill, because the destiny of the Jewish people required otherwise, he didn't fulfill it. After all, it was voluntary. So he didn't have to. He didn't have to. And that's why he married two sisters. That's what the Arachayim HaKadosh here says. That's why he kept the shofar. He saw, but Israel needed for Har Sinai. So Vakar Kasapti, right? So, oh, commotion, Tomar, and then he adds, commotion, Tomar, Nisue Tamar li Yehuda, Nishtui Shteachios li Yaakov, Vechadome. Vakakos of Karne, Ayel, Amdu Lenes, Behuda, Nevuit, Lazelo Kimu, Mitzvah Hasidos, Lahaktir, Karno. Okay, that is the Arachayim HaKadosh, three answers. You have the Ramban, you have the Arachayim, and two other answers given. And that is, number one is given by the Talei Oros, quotes one of the Rebbes, who says that the Admar mi Pialov, he quotes that when Rashi says that every part of the animal that that Avram brought, he said, this is Tachas Beno, this is Tachas Beni, and this blood is being sprinkled Tachas the blood of my son. This is being brought Tachas the Basar of my son. This is, Yisrael didn't have horns. So he only brought the part of the aisle that paralleled to Yitzchak, because it was really a temura of Yitzchak. And therefore, only the parts of the animal that paralleled animal and human anatomy were brought. Mashaiki in the Karnayim, Lefichak lohaya inyin v'toalas bakravasan. The whole purpose was to be tachas beno. If there's a part of the animal that's not tachas beno, so then you don't have to bring it. Right? That was the, that's the Talei Oros quoting. Finally, last answer, the Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin, funny, all the Achronim are discuss this. At the end of Vayera, Maral Diskin asks, quotes this kasha from the Ramban, and he quotes V'yei Shlomar, it was a very old aisle, right, by the time Har Sinai came around. This aisle, right, it was created during Bein HaShemashos of Maisa Bereishis. It was used by Avram Avinu, and then it was still by Matan Torah. That was a 2,448-year-old aisle. Pretty old. So, says the Maral Diskin, Niskashu Akanaim Harbe, Machma Zikna. The horns must have gotten very old. Maybe he means petrified. So it was burned. But sometimes even after you burn something, things that are very hard don't burn. So therefore, the petrified horns were not burnt. Okay, six answers. The Ramban, the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Maral Diskin, and the Talei Oros. What did that have to do with Rosh Chodesh Adar? Nothing yet. Okay. So let us continue. They blew shofar in the on Rosh Chodesh in the Beis Hamikdash, Karbanos Musaf. That's connected. Vaiter says the Gemara on the fourth line. So Mantana Deshamislei to Omar Pirshu Yerdus. Who is the author of our Mishnah who holds that once these parts of the animal separate from the rest of the animal, they must come down. Rebbe, it's Rebbe Shita, the Tanya, because the Brisa quotes a machlokas. The Hikdar, according to Sakolim, is Becha. Lo Rabos Ha'atzamos Vakida Bakanayim Atzlafim. Afilu Pirshu. The Tanakama does not hold like this. Tanakama says, it says Hakol. So Hakol includes all these parts of the animal, even if they are separated from the Iker part of the animal. Elamayni Makayim Vyasiso Lasecha Basarva Hadam. So what do we include what do we exclude from the pasuk of Habasar v'Adam, which just says meat and blood? Lomar lacha, it's to teach me, ichule ola atamachzer, v'atamachzer ichule gidim atzamos. Once they're up there, so you have to burn the whole thing. But once they start getting consumed by the fire, so then, and then it falls off, so then we say that it does not have to be returned. Ichule, from the word, it was already digested, right? Nisachel b'meyav. It says elsewhere how long you have to bench. You have 72 minutes, as long as the food is nisachal, has not been digested in one's stomach. So nisalomar chos. So the exclusion is after it started being digested by the fire, started being burned. So that is what is excluded. That's the Tanakama. So according to the Tanakama, it's against our Mishnah. Even if these items are separated from the ikker part of the animal, the basar, still, it is returned. Rebbe Omer, Kasav Echad Omer, Victor Akon Ezekal Mizbecha. Reba, one pasuk says you have to burn everything. That's an inclusion. Because of Echad Omer, Viasiso Lasecha Basar Vatam Miet. Right, that's an exclusion. Haketzad, Mechubar Nyalu, Pirshu, Afilu, Hey, Barosha Mizbeach, Yerdu. Right, that's what our Mishnah holds. And our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rebbe. There is a suffix in the 2 points. Number one, there's a suffix in the Mikdash David. The Shtavit has a suffix in Chelek. It's Simen Hey Oz Gimel. What happened? The bones that we're talking about here, do they have any? They have any moach in them? Do they have any edible parts in them? Some people are like sucking out the moach. So called, right? Some people something like sucking out the moach from the bones. So the question is, this whole discussion of bones not having to be burned, is that only with al moach, with moach? So that's Mikdash David Safek. V'nireh, so he says at first, l'chorah, this whole discussion is without moach. Because if it has moach, wouldn't you have to burn it on them? It's considered basar. It's edible. So nira debatzamos shepirshu amishla moach tzarich lishbaratzamos ulahalos hamoach lemizbeach de moach chashev kabasar lechol davar lefizet the moach chashev kabasar atzbatzamos sheish poem moach afke shepirshu tzarich lahalos afo etzem kiva diishla moach chashev kabasar. So that's what I would have said at first. Yeah, that's something that only when it says separated, it must be atzamos. All discussion in our Gemara must only be by atzamos without moach that in it. But if it has moach inside of it, so then it would have to be returned. But then he says, doesn't sound that way though. Doesn't sound that like the Gemara is limited. It sounds like all bones. So ach be'emes he changes. Nira lomar da'af ba'atzamo sheish bo'em moach. Even atzamos with moach, impir shu mishar basar ain sarach. Why? Doesn't have moach inside, doesn't have the status of basar. Says the Mikdash Shavino, l'chora, even if you only had these bones, you would not open them up and have to burn them. Because that moach does not have the status of basar unless it's open in front of you. And if you burn it, there's a chatzitza. There's a chatzitza of the bone in front of the moach. So therefore, it does not have the din of haktara. Aval hacha be'etzem sheish b'moach im maleo kamo shehu im lo yiyela etzem din haktara af ha'basar lo tiyeh haktara mishum do ha'etzem have chatzitza bein ha'basar lo ha'etzem. Okay, and then he says maybe it's not a chatzitza because hainu revisei. Post that Gemara from Yevamos. What is that? Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says, Hani Revise, that if a woman converts and she's pregnant. A woman converts, does the tevila work for the baby? So pashas, how can it work for the baby? The mother's body is chatzitza. The answer is Hani Revise. This is how it naturally is. And if this is how it's natural state, so then maybe it works even for the fetus. That's the line of the Gemara. So they quote that line here to say, maybe Hani Revise, so it's not a chatzitza. In the case of the bone. But that's his discussion here in Os Gibel. That is number one. The other point to mention in this regard, and then we will continue, and that is a chakira, just had a look at this whole sugya from the Devir HaKodesh. Devir HaKodesh says, Yesh lehistapik, bedin haktara da atzamos, kishay mechubarim. When the atzamos are mechubar, are they included in the mitzvah of haktara? That we're mak to the basar. So is the atzamos while it's mechubar, is that also considered? Hayim nechla b'mitzvah haktara to kol shei mechubarim harahim bechal carbon ola. It's part of the carbon ola, and this is v'al kol nemer din haktara, or maybe not. No, it's just that you don't have to take it off, but it's not part of the mitzvah. We don't make you, like Rashi said on top, we don't make you choles. We don't make you take this off. But there's no mitzvah in the atzamos. He has that safek, and he says, I think it's a machlokas amorai. Because later on, Adaf Kuf Zayin, there's a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Bimala eiver bachutz pachos mi kezayis, v'ha etzem mashlimo le kezayis. If outside the base of Mikdash, I take a tiny little piece of meat of a carbon, and I mala it bachutz, and it's not a kezayis with the basar, but the bone is mashlamit. It's meat on bone. It's mashlamit to a kezayis. So do I say that the bone can be mashlamit to a kezayis for shechut echutz? And the Gemara says, the machlokas is, whether chibure olin are ka'olin or lav ka'olin. Whether anything connected to what's being na'aleh. So is that considered like olin or not? So that seems to be this goof of this machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says chibure olin ka'olin, so then atzamos that are mechubar, that has mitzvah saktara, and that's why you'd be chayv bachutz, and that's why that's enough kamina. But according to Reish Lakish, chibure olin are lav ka'olin, and therefore it is an allowance, but it's not a mitzvah to do it, and therefore it's not mitzvah to a kezayis. I once saw something years ago, or just hit me now, that tried to connect all the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in Shas. You know, is there a common thread in terms of their outlook? Rabbi Yochanan, who was always the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the tzaddik, while Reish Lakish, with his colorful background, when he was a bandit, Machlokas Rishonim, Tosfos says first he was a Talmud Chacham, and then he went off to Derech, and Rabbi Yochanan was Makarif him in the water, the Gemara Bamitzia, if you come back, you can marry my sister. Okay, so that was the whole discussion. So is it colored by the Baal Tshuva nature of Reish Lakish? I was trying to think now, you know, do we say that here? Do you say the bones, once they're burned, are they considered just like the meat? Same exact thing like the meat. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah. Rosh Lakish says, yeah, maybe this works the opposite way. Rosh Lakish says, yeah, everything is beautiful. Rosh Lakish says, no. Rosh Lakish says, no, the bones, only you're allowed to, but it doesn't have the same exact status. You have to work it out if there's any kind of connection between that, if there's any merit to such an idea. Okay. Right. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Pirshu lo yalu. So the Gemara says, according to Mishnah, though these items are put on the Mizbeach, but once they're pirshu, then they don't go up, and even if they're up, they come down. Amr b'zei reloshan, reloshan pirshu klapi mata. When do we say that if they get separated on top of the Mizbeach, they have to come down? That's only if they separated klapi mata. Meaning, they now, the hoofs and the horns, are more distant from the fire. They separated outwards. Aval klapi mala, but if they separated closer into the fire, kiruvehu da'akriv l'ichu, then this is just the first step of Haktara. That's not called separated. It's closer to the fire, so it's as if you started walking towards the fire to burn it. And therefore, even if Piresh, we say that it would be burned. The Gemara says, really? Afilu Pirshu? If it goes towards the Mizbeach? But if it's separate, it's not touching the fire yet. It's not touching the fire yet. So how can you call this Tchilas Haktara? Right, that's the two lines of the Gemara, the Shakla Vitaria. We originally thought that Akhtar only means on the way to even also, but here says, no, what are you talking about? So Amar Rabba Achikam, Rabba says, okay, you're right. This is what we meant to say. Lo Shanu, when do we say that even after you bring them down, it still has some level of Kedusha? That's how Rashi explains it. Elisha Pirshu La'achar Zrika. That's only if it's separated after you already did Zrika's Hadam. That's when it has some status. Aval Pirshu Kodem Zrika. But if the item separated even before the Zrika, then this has no Kedusha at all. And Asoi Zrika Visharatinu. And then once the Zrika comes, it's Mutter Afilu Lomevin Minau Katasakini. You can make a knife. Take these horns, these hoofs, and make knives out of them. Meaning if it was separated before the Zrika, that it was never niknis kadesh with the rest of the animal, and therefore you could do whatever you want with it. We'll get back to that line. Let's just continue a little bit more first. Savar la ki hadam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel. So this opinion, Reb Zera or Rabba. Rabba says this chilek. Oh, it's separated before Zrika, so then it loses all its kedusha. That is like the following shita. Ne'emar lo yihyeh ba'ola. It says the phrase lo yihyeh ba'ola. V'ne'emar lo yihyeh ba'asham. And it says lo yihyeh also by a carbon asham. Extra ma'asham atzmosav mutarin. Just like by asham, its bones are mutar. Right, its bones aren't hooked up on the Mizbeach. It's only the chelev. So af ola atzmos mutarin. So to the ola, the bones are mutar. Right, the bones are mutar. And here too, like that's the drasha of Rabba, that you can even make it into a knife. And mufni, the Gemara points out that this gzeirah shavah is mufne, that the words are extra. We know there are three types of gzeirah shavahs. There's a stam gzeirah shavah, plain gzeirah shavah, where we just connect words from two different places. There's a gzeirah shavah mufne mitzad echad, gzeirah shavah where the words are extra in one place, and mufne mishneit stadim. The strongest type of gzeirah shavah is where the words are extra in both places. If you have such a strong gzeirah shavah, if you have the strongest where it's mufne mishneit stadim, you can't ask any kashas on the gzeirah shavah. Meaning, even if the two contexts are very different and you might have been mechali between them, if it's mufne, we say this is exactly why the Torah had it extra to teach us this halacha. So that's why you can't ask any kashas. Mufne mitzad echad, this is machlokas, where you can ask kashas on that. If it's not mufne at all, then you can ask kashas and not get the gzeirah shavah. So mufne, this gzeirah shavah is totally extra. Meaning the words, de'i lo mufne, because if it wouldn't be igala mifrach, you could have asked the question, mala asham shekei besara mutter. Why can you give your asham to ola? You know why the bones by an asham are mutter? Because the meat of an asham is mutter. Unlike an ola, which is kulo kalil. So lo yiyeh yiseirik seven. That's why lo yiyeh is extra, and that's why the gzera shava wins out over the svara question. Viter, Masa Ravada Brava. Ravada asks, Atzmos kachim lifnei zrika, the bones of kachim before zrika. Moalin bahen, you violate me'ila. La'achar zrika ain moalin. After zrika, there's no more me'ila by the bones of kachim. What kachim are we talking about? Rashi says, chatas and asham. Chatas and asham, meaning they're kachim. So before zrika, it's all usur, off limits. But after zrika, the meat goes to the kohanim. So the bones are also, there's no more me'ila. Vishel ola moalin bahen. But by an ola, there's always me'ila. It sounds like there's me'ila by everything, even if, let's say, it's separated before zrika. which would be against Rabbah. So Gemara says, no, you got to reread. La olam ema. No, really say, add in a couple of words. Vishal ola. And by an ola, it depends. Pirshu lefnei zrika, ein ma'olin ba'en. Lachazrika ma'olin ba'en la olam. Okay, add in words to fit into the brisa, to the shita of Rabbah. Upligad Rabbi Lazar. And the Gemara just ends off by saying that Rabbi Lazar has a totally different framework and rules of against what we just said. Dam Rabbi Lazar, the opposite. Pirshu lefnei zrika. If, what we say before, zrika is what matirs the bones if they had separated already beforehand. So Rabbi Lazar says the exact opposite. Zrika is what matirs if it's still part of the animal. Damar Rabbi Lazar, pirshu lefnei zrika, if it's separated, if these parts of the animal, the hoofs and the horns separated before zrika, molin behen, then forever there is me'ila, because it was never considered part of the animal to have zrika matirit. La'achar zrika, but if it's separated after zrika, lo nenev lo mo'alin. There is no mi'ila daraisa, there's only mi'ila dirabanan. There's only mi'ila dirabanan. That is what the Gemara says. Good, one other ha'ara. That is, so what do we say though, according to the first opinion, according to Rabbah, that if it separates before the zrika, then it's mutter. You can use it for anything you want. This relates to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We're in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chafres, which we are familiar with Rosh Hashanah time. The Gemara talks about, are you allowed to use a shofar of a karban for a shofar of Rosh Hashanah? So what's the halacha? So the Gemara is mechal between different types of karbanis. Chafres, meaning talking about using shofaros for your own purposes. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Chafres Amar Aleph, Amar Rab Yehuda, the Amora Rab Yehuda says, B'shofar shel ola lo yiska v'yim taka yatsa. Rav Yehuda says, the shofar of an ola, you're not allowed to use lechadchila. But if you did, you would yotze. B'shofar shel shlamim lo yiska, v'yim taka lo yatsa. But ironically, shlamim, which has less kedusha, if you use the shofar of a shlamim on Rosh Hashanah, you're not yotze. My taima. Why is that? So, the Gemara is about to say, its strength is its weakness. Because it's so chamor, so that's why it's kal. Meaning, ola bas me'ili. A carbon ola is subject to me'ila. And what's the halacha by me'ila? If the second I violate me'ila, the item goes out to chulin. That's the halacha. So it's bas me'ila. So kibun de ma'aba, once I violate me'ila, nafkala l'chulin, it's chulin. It's a chulin shofar, and now I can use it for whatever I want. Shlamim, de lavne me'ila ninu. Shlamim does not have me'ila, right? We know by kache kalim. Kachet kalim only has me'ila by the chalavim, la'achas, rikas adam. That's the only part of an animal that's subject to me'ila. So, shlamim, since it's not b'nei me'ila, isurahu derachiv bahu, v'lo nafkin l'chulin. It constantly has an isser, and it doesn't go out l'chulin. It's still belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, even though you don't need your own shofar. But it has an isser. Maybe it's a mitzvah b'aveira element. Maybe it's something that's preventing you from being mekayim. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, ola works and shlamim doesn't work. Maskevla Rava. Rava says, "Emas mal." One second. When do you violate me'ila by ola? Lebaser detaka. You only violate me'ila after you use it. So kika taka bisur kataka. But when you're using it, it's aser anyway. So why should you be yotze by ola? El amar Rava echazavechaze lo yotza. Rava says you're not yotze by either one. And then a week later, Rava thought it over and said, "Hader amar no echazavechaze yotza." You're yotze by both. Why? Mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Mitzvos were not given for hana'ah, and therefore, this is not called hana'ah. Blowing a shofar of a karban, it is not called hana'ah. Huge topic, which we are not going to get into right now. But mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Right, the Ron there asks, kol marav areach, there's no mi'ila anyway. By those three items, right? If I look at the Beis HaMikdash, because I'm an architectural expert, and I want to just look at the Beis HaMikdash to get hana'ah that way, there's no iser. Kol marav areach, ein bo mishum hana. We mentioned, as an aside, in the past from the tzlach in brachas on daf mem hey, I think it is mem hey mem beis. The Gemara quotes a separate source for birchas hanehenin for birchas hareach. Kol aneshama tahaloka, right? Eza hanash aneshama nanabo. Right, that's the smell. So ask the tzlach there, what do you need a separate marker for smell? You know the pasuk, the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas. Right, have Lashem arisa b'loev, arisa zol v'neyantam, kalafnei bracha, kam lachra bracha. So what do you need a separate bracha by smell? So the tzlach says, no, because you might have thought that kol marav areach ain bo mishum me'ila. Right, and therefore reach, there's no me'ila by, so it's not really called the hana'ah that would mechayiv you to make a bracha. Kamash Malon, you do. That's why you need a separate pasuk. Okay, that's the slot. So that's a big discussion here of Mitzvos Lav Lahenos Nitnu. What does this Gemara have to do with us? Artosis. Bakim Zvachim. Artosis Yumaskal Asiya. Hey, our Gemara says you could use this horn for whatever you want. So then, What's the whole discussion here of you can't use it for shofar? It says you're allowed to use the horn. The horn doesn't have Kedusha. So that's why if you learn Rosh Hashanah, you don't realize what Rashi says it. But Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah, what are we talking about here? Shel Ola v'tolsho mechayim. Rashi says, you took off the shofar while the animal was still alive. De'ilachar zrika ein me'ilah lo bar v'lo b'karneh shakol ha'kohanim. Zrika would have matered it. So you didn't. The animal's still standing. You didn't do anything with the animal yet. So that's why he says that could be what Rashi says is talking about v'tolsho mechayim. Tosfos there discusses whether it's correct. Tosfos here quotes another answer. Pirush Rabbeinu. Quotes Rabbeinu, the Irish Frishu l'dmeola. Maybe we're not talking about, it's talking about a case where you separated the horn for the value of an ola, v'chein kol shkein shlamim, v'chein lemei shlamim. Okay, this is a discussion in the Rishonim here, how to work out this Gemara with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches. Okay. Vayter, says the Mishnah. V'kulan shepakol mi'agabi ha-mizbeach lo yachzir. All of these items that we said, if they're attached, they are burned to the mizbeach, but if they fell off the mizbeach, they shot out, lo yachzir. You don't put them back, Rashi says, ein tsarich lahachzir. You don't have to put them back. Because they already, right, the whole point, as we said, is it has a din haktara, once they're attached, but once they fall off, you don't have to put it back. And that was one of the answers that was given by the Befarshim in terms of the shofar, if you remember, by Yitzchak Avinu. Also a gachelas, a coal from a piece of wood that fell off the mizbech, lo yachzir. You don't have to put back the extra wood. A varim shebakam yagam mizbech, what if you have limbs? Right, what if you have limbs of the animal that you have to burn? So then it depends. Kodem chatzos yachzir molen, but before chatzos, you have to give it, put it back, and there is still mi'ila by those items. Lachar chatzos lo yachzir vein molen ben. And after chatzos, you don't have to. The Gemara is going to deal with what's the magic time chatzos. What does chatzos have to do with it? Is it burned? Is it not burned? So we'll talk about it. Kishen, then the Gemara, the Mishnah adds an important line regarding this whole perek's topic. Kishem shamizbech mekadesh is aroylo kacha kevesh mekadesh. Just like the mizbech is mekadesh, so too the ramp is mekadesh. The ramp has a separate status in halacha, so the ramp is mekadesh. Anything that goes on top of it. Kishem shamizbech vak. And then once we include the ramp, then we use the ramp in the next limud. Kishem sham mizbech la kevesh mekadshin es aray lohen, kacha kelim mekadshin. Just like the mizbech and the kevesh are mekadesh, so too the kelim are mekadesh. Right, and this line could also be related to the machlokas we said at the beginning of the parak, the machlokas achronim, whether you have to, mizbech is only mekadesh midas or not. Right, so we mentioned rov achronim, the arsameach and the chazonish, and others assume, against the sfas emes, they assume that you don't need, even though, ain't klisharis mekadesh ela midas, only if you know, not with knowledge, is put in there, l'shem kiddush. That's what the Sfas Emes says you need, because the Sfas Emes compares the halacha, mizbech mekadesh is a roilo, to the halacha of klisharis mekadesh. Maybe he gets it from this line, because the comparison of the mizbech and the kli, but the other achronim assume not. Or some answer favors. It's only if it gets up there without thinking. Right? If it just, like we said, the animal wanders up there when it's alive. All these halachas might apply even if it's not midas. So, Yechidami, what are we talking about in the Mishnah? That you only have to put it back before chazos and after chazos, eat this, bumamish, if it still has some meat on it to burn, afilachazos nami, even after chazos, you should have to throw it back up. Eat the last bumamish, if it doesn't have anything left on it, afilachodem chazos nami lo. Even before chazos, you shouldn't have to put it back. So, lo tzricha bisharire. We're talking about sharire, hardened, dried out pieces. So really, if it has real good meat on it, of course you have to put it back on, even after chatzos. And if it's totally burnt to a crisp, of course you don't have to put it back on, even before chatzos. We're talking about this middle type. It's still there, but it's hardened, and it's all dried out. So Chazal said, you know what? Let's make a time, because this is like a middle type of status, this piece of meat. So let's make a chiluk between before and after chatzos. Where do they get this chiluk from? Where do they get the chiluk from? Rashi says, though, by the way, why would you put it back on there? Because before chatzos, it still will give it the status of deshen. Did it that as a deshen, and therefore, right, see Rashi on top. V'nisrefu ela shalonasu pecham ela kesem yaveshem mitocham. And okay, Rashi will say it in a second. The Rashi in the answers. Let's do the answer first, then we'll get back to that Rashi. Minonimi, Lee, how do you know? Where's the source that you should be mechalik within chatzos? Before chatzos, after chatzos, for this middle status. Because Amar Rav, the Rav says, kasav echad omer kol halayla v'hiktir. One pasuk says you have the entire night and then vehiktir. The cause of echad omer kol ha'ilav ha'irim. But the other pasuk says kol ha'ilav ha'irim, and you do truma tadeshen. Even before the night is over, you're going to do the truma. So what is it? Do you let it burn the entire night? Or do you do the truma even during the night? So chalkei, you split it up. Chetz yila haktara v'chetz yila haroma. You split up the night. The first half of the night, it's purely for burning, for haktara. The second half of the night is for haroma. For trumas hadeshen, the mitzvah daraisa, the first mitzvah in parshas tzav, the first avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash every morning, that is trumas hadeshen. And therefore, Rashi explains v'chetz yila haroma. See where the Rashi right across? Afilu kashin, shebehen ru'uyin la haroma. So the items that are hard, what? It says, Rashi quotes it. It's not quoting two psukim here, right? Rashi in the first, skinny lines in the Rashi. Right, it says, both phrases are being referred to, right. Both verbs are being used in the, for that phrase of kol ha'laila, correct. V'chetz yala, it's not two different psukim, correct. V'chetz yala rama, Rashi says, afilu kashin, shebaen ruin la rama, v'kruyin deshen, mihu baser mamish like lamemar demikri deshen. Right, so it can be called deshen, even if it's a hardened piece. It can be called coal's ashes, even though real basar isn't called deshen. Real basar, wherever it is, you got to burn it. You're not allowed to take that off yet. So you have to wait till that burns. Okay, so that's how you get that chilah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. You're saying chatzos is the time period, the split? Masar Rav Kahana. But didn't we learn? Machol yom tor misam izbeach mekirv asagever osamach lo milafanav omeachra. Every day of the year, trumas hadeshen is done at just about dawn. Kirv asagever, when the rooster crows, a little bit before, a little bit after, that's when trumas hadeshen is done. B'yom ha-kipurim b'chatzos, yom ha-kipurim is done earlier, it's a busy day, and you don't want the kohen gadol to get exhausted, right? So, you do it even earlier. B'ragolim b'shmur rishon, b'shmuras rishona. Yantif, the busiest days of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, you even do Trumas HaDeshen, beginning of the night. Because by the time morning comes, the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Azor is filled with people. So, and if you say to Din Daraisa that Haktara is before Chatzos and Haram is after Chatzos, so how could you ever do the Harama before Chatzos? How is that allowed? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, as follows. Mimashma shenemar kol halayla in yodeh she'ad haboker. It says the whole night, so don't I know it's going to burn till the morning? Matam alomar ad boker, tein boker, lebokro shalayla. Give another boker, meaning besides the real boker, give another boker, meaning another time that you would be able to do what you usually do in the boker. Another extra time. Meaning, Rashi here says, and Tosa says it as well, Tosa says in Dibra Maschal, Ella, Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. This is an example, not too many times you have this you have only two places in Shas. The Rishonim quoted in by various mitzvahs, and Shas only quoted by two places, one by Chol HaMoed, and one other place in Maseches Bechoros, I think. Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Sometimes the Torah leaves open a certain halacha for the Chachamim to interpret the Din D'Oraisa. What are the parameters of the Din D'Oraisa? So the Torah makes a distinction here and says, you have a certain time to be Makter, a certain time to be Meirim. So, Chazal said, it depends on the day. Hilka, kol yoma mikirvas agever sagi. Every morning, from the rooster crowing, that's enough. B'yom ha-kipurim, mishem chol shod ha-kohen gadol mechatzos. Yom Kippur, you want to start it earlier, the kohen gadol is going to get weak by the end of the day. Chatzos. B'regalim dinefishi karbanis. There's so many karbanis on Yantif. The kadmu asu Yisrael. The Jews come very early. Me'ashmores harishona. Then it comes from the Eilu, even the beginning of the night. Kidiktani seifa, like the seifa says, of the Mishnah we quoted, Lohaisa Kiryas Hagever Magaas Achais Azar Malayam Yisrael. Right, till by the time the rooster crowed in the morning, the Bnei Yisrael, the whole Azara was filled with Am Yisrael. It started early. So this is a huge discussion. Just to mention one point, Masra Hakasav L'Chachamim. The Chachamim explain this Din D'Oraisa, and that's considered a Din D'Oraisa. Right, this is how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Gemara, one of the two places in Shas where this is quoted is Chagiga on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. Big Machlokas Rishonim. Whether Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Pashtas, many Rishonim say it's Issa D'Rabbanan. Because we know you have five heterim of Malachas on Chol HaMoed. Davar Ha'avid, Poelin Loma Yochal, Maisa Hedyot, all the five heterim that's discussed on the first page of the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Vav. So you have the five. So if it's Issa D'Oraisa, how could he be Mechalik? This is the Rabbanan. That's what Tosfos says there, L'chor mashma de malacha de mitzvah bay. Well, that's the second half of Tosfos. It says Pashas Darabanan. But then, how do you say, if it's Daraisa, how do you have any distinctions? So that's what the Gemara says. And the Rishonim explain it. Masra kasat l'chachamim. Some mitzvahs you have that the, it's not a din Darabanan. It's a din Daraisa. But the parameters are left over, open, for Chazal to fill in the blank. That's Masra kasat l'chachamim. Somewhat unusual. Sometimes, You have times where the Chachamim tell us how to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa. The Torah tells you to bench. And therefore the Chachamim fill in the words. It doesn't say there, Masra Kasal Chachamim. We know you're supposed to say something. They told us what to say. Masra Kasal Chachamim is even deeper. The way Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in Dvarim, in Simin, Chav Zayin, where he has a piece of discussing this, a beautiful long piece, Masra Kasal Chachamim, he says there that the difference is, are the Chachamim explaining an already existing din, or are they basically creating a din? Most times, the Chachamim are just explaining a din. Even by benching, they're explaining what you should say. The Torah says you should bench what you should say. According to the Rambam, davening is daraisa. The Chachamim told us what we should daven. Kiddush is daraisa. The Chachamim told us, do it with these words and on a cup of wine. But that's not creating a din, that's explaining what the Torah meant. But Masra Kasal HaChachamim means the Torah didn't say. The Torah kind of left it open for the Chachamim to create what the Torah meant. You have to fit in wherever the Rishonim say such a thing. But that's his distinction between where it says Masra Kasal HaChachamim and Dinim Durabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, Sunday, there I do not think there'll be a daf. There will be a daf, just I don't think they'll, Beth Hashem will be online. And Beth Hashem then will hopefully get back on Monday. Okay, and Beth Hashem, there'll be some Sefer Mitzvahs also as well. I was able to give one yesterday, but hopefully we'll have Sunday, Monday, we'll have a couple of Sefer Mitzvahs as well. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.